السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. What is the meaning of racism? Racism today is the talk of the town. Everyone is speaking about racial injustice, racial inequality, racism, social bias, and so on and so forth. So what is exactly the meaning of racism? Racism simply means that we judge people, we treat them or we mistreat them based on their race, on the color of their skin, on their culture, on their language, based on their ethnicity. We judge them by their race. This is the meaning of racism. Now, is it a sin to be proud with your own ethnicity, with your own cultural background, with your country, with your village, with your family? No, it's not a sin. Definitely it's not a sin. You have all the right to be proud of your family, your ancestry, your forefathers, your village, your town, your language, your color. But you should not assume that because you are from this certain ethnicity, from this certain bloodline, from this certain family, then you are superior to others. You are better than others. This is the seeds of racism. When we start assuming that our culture, because I belong to this culture, so my culture is better than others. My race is better than others. My town is better than others. This is the problem. God says we have to treat people with honor, with respect, with dignity. We have to look at people's personality and character and manners, not their towns or their colors. We look at them as being human. Those are human. By merely being a human, you are part of that elite club. All 7 billion people today, the 7 billion people, the population of Earth, are VIPs, part of that elite club, part of the chosen people, if we have chosen. We are all chosen. Nobody is not important. Nobody is second grade. Nobody is second class. We are all the same. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا. Chapter 17 in this book. Chapter 17 and chapter 49. In 17, God says, Surah Al-Isra, Bani Israel, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Indeed, verily, we have honored the children of Adam, regardless of what they are. Just because they are the children of Adam, we honored them. In chapter 49, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable of you in the eyes of God is the most pious, the most righteous. So we belong to that group, the group that is called mankind. Ya ayyuha an-nas, mankind. God does not even have a preference when it comes to color, or geographic area, or race, or even language. God does not have a favored or favorable or favorite language. All languages are good. Language is a means, a vehicle for communication, to understand each other. So when God sends this book in Arabic language, it does not mean that Arabic is superior to other languages, my friends. Because God sent the Bible in Aramaic. God sent the Torah in Hebrew. And when Moses, Kalimullah, the interlocutor who spoke, who used to go and speak with God on the top of the mountain, Mount Tur, in the Sinai Desert, he used to go from time to time and speak to God. What language he spoke with God? Did he speak Arabic with God? He didn't speak Arabic. God, Moses did not understand Arabic. He used his own language. So God accepts all languages. When a Prophet Muhammad, we believe, according to this book, that Prophet Muhammad from Jerusalem ascended to heaven. And according to the hadith, to the traditions, he met the prophets. He met Abraham, he met Noah, he met Idris, he met all the previous prophets, Moses, Jesus. Did he speak Arabic with them? I really don't know. Maybe he spoke their own language. Maybe they spoke their own language. There is a saying that لغت أهل الجنة هي العربية, the language of people of paradise is Arabic. But I have doubt about that. I don't think God will have only one language in paradise. God can allow people to speak their own languages. Do they have to switch the channel into Arabic? No, not necessarily. Besides, even going to paradise is not conditioned by you knowing Arabic. You may go to paradise without even knowing Arabic. And some people might not go to paradise and they are masters and leaders in Arabic language. This is the Quran, chapter 1, 11, Surah Al-Masad. The palm fiber. Surah Al-Masad in this book says, تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبْ مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبٍ. Abu Lahab Abd al-Uzza ibn Abd al-Muttalib, the uncle of the Prophet, he was master in Arabic language. He was a leader in Arabic language and Arabic culture too. But God says his place is hellfire. He's going to face a blazing hellfire. May he perish, may his hands perish. Arabic language did not help him. And he's the uncle of the Prophet. And he's related to the Prophet with blood, in race, in language, in culture. But he chose to take a different path, not the path of righteousness and piety and God-fearing, the path of arrogance and racism. He was racist. Whereas someone comes from Persia, he travels the deserts and the plains. His name is Salman, in quest of the truth, in a quest of justice, in a quest of equality. And then he meets Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet says, this man, Salman, when we read about Salman, we discover that he did not speak proper Arabic. His Arabic was broken. Salman's Arabic was broken. But the Prophet says, Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt. He's part of my family. He's family. Though he doesn't speak language. He doesn't speak as I speak eloquently. He doesn't. But he's my family. So language is only a vehicle, my friends. Language should not be, or culture, or color, or ethnicity, or your village, or your nationality, or your passport, should not be a cause for arrogance or superiority. It is what is inside you makes you important. Your soul, your character, your akhlaq, your manners, your humility, your product, productivity, when you help others, when you reach out to others. One more thing. You know, this book, the Holy Quran, has been translated by many exegists, mufassirin, who wrote commentaries. Behind me on the shelves, there are several commentaries of the Quran. 90% of those exegists, the commentator on the Quran, 90% of them are non-Arabs. The vast majority of them are Persian. They came from the greater Persia at that time, Biladu Faris. They came to Arab countries. They came to Kufa, to Basra, to Baghdad, to Damascus, to Cairo, to Mecca, to Medina. And they studied Arabic. And they wrote their commentaries, Book of Tafsir. In both the traditions, in Sunni traditions and Shia traditions, the greatest mufassirin of the Quran, the greatest commentators on the Quran are non-Arabs. That means that God does not look at your race. You may explain his book while you are not an Arab. It all depends on your heart, on your faith. If you put Ahlul Bayt, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt aside, the rest of the Arabs didn't care about this book. Why most of the Mufassirin are not Arabs, non-Arabs? Because Arabs were busy during the Bani Umayyah and Bani Abbas and after that, busy ruling, busy in Sultan, holding to their seats of the Caliphate, busy with corruption, busy with 1,000 nights and one night, Alfu Layla wa Layla. Busy with womanizing and drinking and partying. This is how they spend their time. They didn't spend their time with this book. Most of the Khulafa used to drink alcohol who succeeded the Prophet. They used to drink alcohol during the time of Bani Umayyah and Bani Al-Abbas. Others came who are non-Arabs. فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ God says to the Muslims, O Muslims, O Arabs, if you don't support your Prophet, if you don't get hold of your religion, God is going to bring another community. بِقَوْمٍ There is a mutual love between them and God. They're going to support this religion. And this is exactly what happened. And this is what will happen during the time of Imam al-Mahdi. People who are going to support him and stand with him are going to be non-Arabs. According to the hadith. So racism, my friends, means I don't take a pride of my family, my bloodline, my ancestry, my culture, my town, my village. If I should take a pride, I should take a pride in my faith, in my religion, in my work, in my commitment, in my sacrifice, in my humanity. When I look at people, all the people as being friends and family members. There is no superiority for others, for some above others. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ الطَّيِّبِينَ الطَّاهِرِينَ